Week 6 Locker Room Chats here coming to an end with our Nemaha Central Locker Room Chat here with Head Coach John Thomas with the boys. This Locker Room Chat brought to you by Life Care Center of Seneca and Haug Seed. Well, it's only been one matchup since last time we spoke, Coach, as you had a kind of a technical bye here at the Thunder Classic, the hosted tournament by yourselves. You'll have Rock Creek here on Thursday, and then you'll have a non-league game against Campus on Friday, and then potentially three straight nights playing also a game there on Saturday. But Coach, real quick, before we talk about any of that, let's talk about your game last week against Holton, the narrow victory, 61-56. Coach, what about that win kind of stuck out for you and your team?
You know, I thought we played a solid ball game. Holton did some things that we had not seen on film that defensively that caused us some problems, but eventually we were able to adjust to that. They're really kind of pretty pleased with the way we played offensively and for the most part defensively. I think we had a few more breakdowns defensively than what we'd like, but I also think Holton was a very good basketball team last Friday. They played very well.
Yeah, you look at the offensive performance, it was a tie for the most points you've scored this season other than the 61-point performance you had over Centralia. How do you kind of continue to keep offensive performance up each individual every single game here? Again, kind of going right off that game, that 61 performance over Holton.
Well, I think I said last week that our chemistry, our offensive flow has to be better. We got to work together more, and we felt like we were working together a lot better Friday night, had a lot of better offensive flow, and, shots go in when you're shooting in rhythm. And so, we have to maintain that, focus on the rhythm.
Of course, the nice thing about getting the bye, you get 3 days here to kind of rest up, get your team ready. But unfortunately, now you're going to turn around, potentially play three straight games, Rock Creek Thursday, a part of the Thunder Classic, and you'll play a non-league, non-tournament game against Campus, which you'll host, and then a game also on Saturday, barring any difficulties with weather. So, you know, how are you kind of handling these next upcoming couple of days for you and your team, and what are some keys to these matchups?
Well, you know, the fact that we did not play Tuesday night actually was of benefit to us because we've had a lot of sickness. We practiced on Monday with 14 of our 28 guys gone, so it probably was the best thing. We didn't have a game on Tuesday. Now, having said that, playing Thursday, Friday, Saturday, playing three nights in a row, that's going to be a difficult task as well, considering I'm guessing we're not going to be 100% healthy even at that point. Rock Creek, extremely good basketball team, the number one in 4A right now, and they shoot the ball well, they pressure well, they run the floor well, they do a lot of things really well, so that's a big challenge for us. And then Campus, young team, but a 6A team, so other than a little bit of film that I've watched, I'm not really sure what we're getting into there, but I'm sure we'll have a great challenge there as well. And then Friday, it doesn't matter, you know, what happens Thursday in the semifinals. Saturday's game is going to be a tough ball game against either St. Mary's or Hiawatha. So nothing easy over the next 3 days for sure.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time and good luck here on your upcoming games in the Thunder Classic as well as the non-league game against Campus.
Thank you.
That was Head Coach John Thomas with the Nemaha Central Boys. Is upcoming this week on Thursday, it's Rock Creek. On Friday, it's Campus, and a to-be-decided matchup here on Saturday.